Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into the Coffee Break Podcast. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us on this episode. It looks like a little bit of a technical glitch ate the first minute or so of our conversation, but we've got most of it. We're going to join right now with Carroll College President Dr. John Sack. That Kurt is going to keep the rain away this weekend, so I may actually be able to get some yard work done, enjoy, you know, smoking up some ribs or something this weekend. It's going to be nice.
It's amazing how the weather changed in the last 2 days. A couple days ago, they were talking about cold and rain and a little snow, and now it's sunny, and it's going to be fantastic.
Though I did have to pull out my scraper this morning on my windshield. I did have to deal with that. So I wasn't anticipating a nice weekend until I got in the office and looked at the report.
Yeah, I had 29 degrees at my house, so it was a little frosty.
So what do things look like at Carroll College right now? I mean, we know that you've, of course, moved to online classes. Are there still some folks on campus?
Yes, we still have a few people on campus. And in fact, if our friends in the Helena area are looking for a place to take a nice walk, come on up to Carroll. It's absolutely gorgeous. Our facility services folks are just doing a fantastic job. The campus has never looked better. And the only thing is, I just wish we had a few more students walking around. We have about 30 students on campus right now, and some of those are international students. Others are from places as far away as New York or San Francisco, who are taking summer session classes. However, all of our summer session classes are online. So some of these students are also involved in internships in the community or actually working on campus. So it still has a college feel, but not quite as much as we would normally see in the summer. Some good news about our summer session, which is all online, we actually have a greater number of students enrolled in summer session this year than we did last year.
Oh, wow.
Last year was actually a record year for us. So there's a lot of interest, obviously, and these are online and remote delivery courses. And we have students from all over. We also have students from other universities who are picking up some classes from us in the summertime as well.
I wonder,
it's still busy.
Yeah, I wonder, is that just sort of a result of, I mean, obviously you've moved to all online classes right now. Is that maybe just is some students going, you know what, this isn't the worst thing. I could do this again in the summer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have some of our students are, taking classes from a cabin up in the mountains where they have internet access, or, others are, like I said, we have students from 25 countries and most states in the United States. And so, they may be home with their parents be still under shelter in place or shelter at home. And what a great time to take some classes.
Carroll College President Dr. John Sack is with us this morning on Coffee Break. And you did say you've got about 30 students still there on campus. How have things gone with trying to accommodate them but still keep everything safe? Obviously, that's a small number for a relatively large campus, but you still have to put safety measures in effect.
Absolutely. We still had about 300 students on campus until the final week of school for spring semester. Only Montana State University had more students living on campus than we did in the state. But the number that I'm most proud of, Troy, is zero. We ended the semester with zero COVID-19 cases on campus with faculty, staff, and students. So our team has been working day and night to ensure that health and safety protocols are in place, that the campus is clean, it's disinfected. In fact, our janitorial staff are they are just doing a super job of cleaning multiple times a day, and as well as having solutions available so people can also clean themselves when when the janitorial staff are not around. So, and, you know, we were among the first in the community to employ safe social distancing measures. In fact, I remember when this was just getting started back in early March, you know, we at Carroll College, you know, we had already invoked safe social distancing in early March, and, you know, we weren't shaking hands. We were doing the elbow bumps and things like that. And then I would go to meetings in the community of Helena, and it would be almost kind of shocking because people were still shaking hands, and really nothing had changed till about, you know, closer to mid-March in the community of Helena. So we were ahead of that curve at least 2 weeks at the college, which I think served us well.
When it comes to the online classes, that's something you really kind of worked your way into. You tried to clear out some glitches ahead of going into that full time. So now that you're at the end of that, how'd that all work out?
You know, there's an interesting story behind that, and I have to give a real shout out to our academic vice president Kathy Day and just the amazing staff, Ryan Hazen, Dan Case, other folks on campus, who, you know, obviously last summer we none of us were thinking we would have a world pandemic or something that's probably the most significant thing to happen to the planet since World War II happened this year. But they started a campus-wide training for how to develop quality online remote delivery courses. And so, you know, we were putting faculty through this training last summer and then in the fall. And so we had a really good head start. In fact, by the time the coronavirus was going to hit the United States, you know, we had already had about, 65% of our faculty through this training. And then, you know, it gave us a really good starting place to work with the rest of the faculty. So when we made the decision to go all remote delivery on March 17th, we did so without missing a single day of instruction. And we're probably one of the only colleges in the Northern Rockies and Pacific Northwest who did that, who didn't have to take a day or two off to make that switch. And again, I'm just so proud of the faculty and staff for their work on that.
So what's the feedback that you've been hearing from students on that side of the equation? What have you heard from them?
Well, I think it's interesting because I think there's been a couple of dimensions of feedback. One is they appreciate so much the great job the faculty have done with the courses and the attention that the faculty have given, and I can say, just talking to several faculty, I mean, they, you know, what in a way the last 3 months that the probably their workload has doubled because it's much more difficult to teach a remote delivery or online course than it is a class in the classroom.
But, my wife's a middle school teacher, so I'm seeing that firsthand.
Yeah, you know. So the faculty just, they rose to the occasion and ensured that the students achieved the outcomes and that the students still were able to participate in things like nursing clinicals, which they did remotely, linking into our very state-of-the-art simulated hospital at Carroll College. And then other faculty were working with their students to complete scientific experiments where the students would zoom in to the experiment and the faculty member would be there and the student would be guiding the faculty member on what to do with the experiment. So a lot of creative things happened. So I think we had, you know, very high satisfaction from the students there. But the second observation is really fascinating, and that is the students have said, now we know why we were so committed to choosing Carroll College as our institution of higher education, because we really want that experience on the campus. We really want to be able to get to know and talk to our faculty. We really want to be able to use the scientific equipment. We want that residential experience and just life on the campus. We don't want to complete our bachelor's degree in our parents' basement on their living room couch. So, you know, I think there was some fear at the start that, oh, students would just decide that online is pretty convenient, it's pretty easy, and, you know, why not just finish a degree online and not come to campus? And almost, I would say 100%, students are saying, no, we don't want to miss that campus experience. We want to come back. And so that's why we've been working so hard in making sure that we are going to be able to open in person this fall.
Yeah. Carroll College President Dr. John Seck, our guest on Coffee Break this morning. And it sounds like ultimately this semester went about as well as it could have. I mean, I'm sure there were some thoughts there, right, of this could go really wrong. And it seems like that didn't happen.
It went really well. Probably the only thing that didn't go well this semester was my sleep. and the sleep of most of our faculty and staff. But I think it went very well. Absolutely.
Well, we've got more to chat about with Dr. Seck, but we do have to also take a break. So we're going to go ahead and do that. But then we'll come back and chat more about Carroll College on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around with us this morning. We've got Carroll College President Dr. John Seck on the line. And physically, sir, what does summer at Carroll look like? Because things are opening back up, but obviously this is not a normal. So it sounds like the campus is open, maybe, but some buildings closed? Or, I mean, what's access look like this summer?
That's a really good question. One of the things that we have done over the years at Carroll College, and it's really tied to our mission of being connected with the community, is that we've developed a robust conference and camp season. So Carroll College in a normal summer is frankly as busy or busier than it is during the academic year with conferences, Boys State, Girls State, many other conferences on campus, as well as camps, our Gifted and Talented camp that has usually close to 400 students, football camp, basketball camps, all of those sorts of things. Well, at least MedStart camp is another one. At least through July or most of July right now, pretty much everything has been canceled. There's a few things still on the books for late July and August that I think they're still kind of waiting to see where we are. For the most part, I would say about 70% to close to 80% of what we would normally have on campus has been canceled out of an abundance of caution. So it's going to be a very a quiet summer, at least from the perspective of anyone walking on campus. However, there are some other things going on that are new and different. One is every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, we are providing a mass for the community, for the Catholics in the community or non-Catholics who would like to come to mass at Carroll College. The All Saints Chapel, which seats close to 500 people, is employing safe distancing measures as set by Bishop Austin Vetter. And so that's a great opportunity for somebody who's looking for a Sunday night mass. Carol, through Father Mark Linneman, Father Bart Tollison, will be providing those mass opportunities. So that's new and that's different. We're also spending a lot of time internally planning for fall, and I can talk about that in a moment. One of the things I forgot to mention a moment ago, and if I may, I mentioned the mass that we're now doing on Sunday nights. When we had to go remote delivery, Father Mark Linneman immediately moved the very popular Sunday night mass at that time, which was 8 o'clock, to streaming. And, we had never done that before, and we thought, well, let's try it and see how it goes. Well, the Palm Sunday mass from Carroll College, get this, attracted 16,000 viewers on YouTube. It was wow. Just extraordinary. 16,000 people were tuned in. So, those were some really interesting and kind of really exciting surprises.
Well, and then we come to something we should probably talk about is graduation. I mean, that a big concern everywhere at college, high school level. I mean, can you explain for listeners ultimately sort of what ended up being the decision for Carroll College?
Right. Again, out of an abundance of caution for the health and safety of our students and their parents and families, we did postpone the very popular commencement ceremony, which typically brings in about 3,000 people into the PE Center. There was no way, obviously, with the governor's restrictions that we could even think of doing that. And we also filled the cathedral before that with a baccalaureate mass, which the bishop presides over. And so we couldn't do that. So what we did, first of all, is worked with the students to identify a date for a commencement. And ultimately, we settled on Sunday, May 16th, 2021, a year out. But we did that because, we're feeling quite confident that I think we'll be on the other side of this pandemic by then. And we can also work that in as a first-year reunion for the graduates and really honor them. But we also knew that we needed to recognize their earning of their baccalaureate degrees. And so Bishop Austin Vetter was very kind and willing to preside over a mass in All Saints Chapel on Saturday, and for the seniors who were still here in town, and then we streamed it and had wonderful participation. And then we followed that with a virtual conferral with myself, Bishop Vetter, and Monsignor Kevin O'Neill, who's the chair of the Board of Trustees, and Kathy Day, the academic vice president, and Beth Groman, the dean of students. So we were able to confer the degrees on the 300-plus graduates virtually so that they can walk in proudly to a business or a graduate school and say, I have a bachelor's degree from Carroll College. So kind of the best of both worlds.
Yeah, so this is going to be something where it's a delayed event, but it's going to be an event, and really, I guess, kind of a big event, as it turns out, when we talk about the delayed graduation. I mean, this is going to really be a reason and a time to celebrate.
Oh, absolutely. May 16th, we'll have, it'll be the full meal deal with baccalaureate mass, and we will fill the PE center. So it's going to be a celebration of their achievements as well as a first year reunion.
Well, and in terms of classes, as you said, you're going to keep the online thing going over the summer, and we've got more folks taking online classes than we've had before. What's the number? Do you know the number offhand?
It's in the hundreds. Okay. I don't have the number.
Yeah, I was putting you on the spot with that.
Several hundred.
We did have Alan Scott on the show here just a few days ago, and he announced the news about the Symphony Under the Stars. That's something done, of course, in conjunction with Carol. What went into the discussions there?
Well, and I just want to say I so enjoy working with Maestro Scott, and we've developed just a wonderful friendship. And so he and I have stayed very close, and we've had numerous conversations about this since really late March. And finally, out of an abundance of caution for the community, because we will attract 18,000 people, and not knowing if you know, obviously where we'll be with the governor's restrictions, and also out of respect for what's happening in the country right now, as Maestro Scott said, you know, we're probably going to be over 100,000 people having died in the country due to this virus by that point. We just didn't feel it was right to have a big party, a big celebration, that, you know, we need to be safe, we need to be cautious, you know, just made the decision to come back strong in 2021 with Symphony Under the Stars.
Yeah. Carroll College President Dr. John Seck is our guest on Coffee Break. We've got about 5 minutes left with him this morning. And, that Symphony Under the Stars, I mean, it's a tough thing, but it's the right call for multiple reasons. And I guess now we're looking ahead to the fall, I suppose, which is tough when everything is changing so rapidly. At least it was initially. Even now, things are still changing and shifting. But look ahead time, what have those meetings been like, and what decisions have been made there? You are starting, like I think all schools in Montana, it sounds like at this point, starting a little bit early.
Yes, we made the decision, and we announced it yesterday, that the fall semester will begin 2 weeks early on August 17th, and it will end on November 25th. So the students will be able to go home for Thanksgiving, and then they just simply will be finished. They won't come back until spring semester. And we did that, again, because the health and safety of our students, faculty, and staff are the top priority for us in the reopening process. And based on the best knowledge that we have from the county health department, the state health department, from our own medical advisors, Dr. Andy Gilbert, physician from St. Peter's, has been a medical advisor to us on this, that seems to make sense, because I think there's going to be the best chance for the virus to remain low in this region through that period. And then if it does make a bit of a temporary comeback, that probably wouldn't happen until more like after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We're also employing numerous safety measures on campus as a part of this. So when students are in classes, they will be wearing masks, and the faculty member will be in a mask. We're also, you know, one of the benefits of Carroll College is that our class sizes, 25 is the biggest class you'll typically find at Carroll. So we are taking those classes and we're breaking them up. We're putting them in bigger rooms. So we will be able to employ safe social distancing in the classroom as well.
So the plan right now out at Carroll College, starting on August 17th, that not a whole lot earlier than normal. Does that present any additional challenges to start earlier? I guess since you have the time to plan for that, probably not a huge thing.
That's why we wanted to get the word out yesterday, so that everyone knows, our current students know, our new students know, and you know, that gives them 3 months to plan for coming to Carroll 2 weeks early. We were the second institution in Montana to formally announce it. But there are others around the country. Our sister Catholic University, the University of Notre Dame, announced it just this week as well. So, you know, I think you're going to find many institutions doing that.
Carroll College President Dr. John Sackey is our guest this morning on Coffee Break. We've got 2 minutes left with him, and I do want to ask you, just because you are there, obviously front line, you're going to hear the word before any of the rest of us. Do we have any idea what sports are going to look like in the fall for you folks?
We are working very, very closely with the NAIA president and the national office, as well as with the Frontier Conference Commissioner, Kent Paulson, and his office. And the plan as of right now is for fall athletics to proceed. The NAIA office is going to announce their decision as well as protocols on July 1. So, you know, we can seat 6,000 people in Nelson Stadium. You know, we may have, in fact, I think it's pretty certain that we're going to have safe distancing protocols in place. So instead of having 6,000 people for a big Carroll Tech game, you know, we might only be able to have 1,000 or 1,500. I mean, those are things that we're working on, and, you know, we will have our planning in place for sure by mid to late July.
Okay. So more announcements on that to come, but it sounds like we may actually get to see Carroll College football in the fall, which is what we all want.
That is my sincere hope and desire.
And not just football. We've got, of course, soccer and all sorts of stuff that, you know, we just want the sports
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. We just want the sports back. And we're going to do it safe. We're going to do it safely. And I believe it can be done. I mean, we're staying in touch not only at the NAIA level, but also with our D1 partners and trying to learn what they're doing as well.
Carroll College President Dr. John Seck, our guest on Coffee Break today. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Troy, I really enjoyed these shows. Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to have you on and great to get good information about what's going on out there at Carroll College. So that's all the time we have this morning. And we're going to be off on Monday for a long holiday break, but we'll see you back here on Tuesday. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.